Hello everybody and welcome to the first episode of Nailing It with Novalee Nails. I am super excited to start this podcast. I just want to start off by saying thank you if you've tuned in. I appreciate you. Whether you listen to 5 minutes or the whole podcast, I am grateful that you've tuned in. Bear with me. This is my first episode. I don't know how it's going to go, where it's going to go. I have a slight plan, but a podcast is very different to the content I already create on social media. I obviously make videos that are mainly voiceovers, and those voiceovers could obviously be redone as many times as I want to redo them before I post them. And a podcast is a lot more informal and chatty, and there's a lot more opportunities for me to stumble over my words. And I don't know, I'm kind of a little bit nervous because it's just totally different to what I'm used to. But I have a lot of thoughts on the nail industry and I want to share them, and there's no better way to do that than in the form of a podcast. So for this first episode, I thought it would be really great to start off with telling the story about how I became a nail technician, how I trained, what courses I did, and how I got to where I am right now as a nail tech. I think that's just a good place to start because it's a question that I've been asked on my social media before. I think when you're looking to become a nail technician, it's really difficult to know where to start. So if me telling my story can help anybody, then that is the sort of goal of this episode. But before I dive into all of that and start waffling on, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about me. So if you didn't already know, my name is Olivia and I own a business called Novalee Nails. I am a fully qualified nail technician and have been for just under 2 years now. And my salon is in my spare room in my home. It's a very small little salon, but I love it. It is definitely my favourite room in the house. It's really the only room that's finished in the house. And even then, it's still not perfectly how I want it to be. But yeah, I love it in here. It's just perfect for what I need. I love working from home. I have 3 dogs and 6 cats, so I like being at home with them. And that was sort of the goal when I became a nail tech, was to work for myself. I was sick of working for other people, so that is why I became a nail tech in the first place. And fun fact, the house that I live in right now is actually the house that I've always lived in. I grew up here and my mum actually moved out and left me and my partner here with my younger sister. I say my younger sister like she's tiny. She's not tiny. She's only 2 years younger than me. But yeah, we live here all together and it's the perfect setup. I love my home. I couldn't ever really imagine living somewhere else, to be honest. As I mentioned, I do have a partner. His name is Harvey. We have been together for just over 7 years. We actually recently celebrated our 7 year anniversary. We went up to Scotland for the weekend. It was so lovely. If anyone wants the name of the place we stayed, I will happily give it because it was gorgeous. It was just perfect. But anyway, yeah, we've been together 7 years and we are actually newly engaged. He proposed a week before our anniversary. So we've only been engaged for about 4 weeks. I should probably start calling him my fiance instead of partner, but that word kind of cringes me out for some reason. We only ever say it to each other really ironically. We never say it seriously. I couldn't imagine like introducing him to someone and going, "This is my fiance." It sounds so pretentious to me. But yeah, so we are sort of mildly planning the wedding, I suppose. We want to get married pretty soon, within a year. But it's very overwhelming. If anyone has planned a wedding, then feel free to give me any tips or advice. It'll be a very, very small wedding, so it won't be hard to plan, but it's still very overwhelming. Don't know where to start. We keep going back and forth on what we want, but I'm sure we'll get there in the end. But we all live a very quiet life here in Lancaster. We don't get up to much. We are just happy in our own little bubble, and I'm very much a bit of a hermit, to be honest. I'm not the most sociable person. I recently went to the Hona event Rodeo Nights event, and that was so far out of my comfort zone. I was on a panel speaking in front of, I think it was over 100 people, which is really crazy. I still kind of can't believe I did that. But yeah, that was like so far out of my comfort zone. Even just going to that event and meeting all of those people was a lot. And then you add on me being on stage in front of them all. It was crazy. Like, you look out into the audience and you've got all these faces staring at you. Oh God, I thought that I would feel better afterwards, but I think I felt worse afterwards because I just ended up overthinking everything that I said. But yeah, anyway, I'm not the most sociable person. I had a really great time at the event, but that was something that I will definitely only stick to doing once a year, that's for sure. So now you know a little bit about me, I will go into how I became a nail technician. It's probably going to end up being a really long-winded story, even though it's not a long story, but I'll go into as much detail as I can, because why not? At the end of the day, this is a podcast, so I'll just chat away. I'm trying to think of, like, where to start. So it was during COVID, I was out of a job. So before, when I left school, I went to college to do health and social care. Hated that course, didn't want to do it anymore, so went and worked in a cafe, and I did that for about 4 years. I left that job and then I went on to be a carer for a little while. I think I was a carer for around maybe like a year in total. I worked in a care home and community care. And I left that job shortly before COVID happened. So then all throughout COVID, I was unemployed, which was, I suppose, really great, because I didn't have to worry about going out and finding a job. And Harvey luckily worked all throughout COVID pretty much. So it was really nice not having an excuse to leave the house. But yeah, once COVID was sort of ending, and I think there was two lockdowns, wasn't there, if I'm remembering correctly. The second lockdown had ended and things had started going back to normal. And I started sort of being like, I'm going to start needing a reason to, like, leave the house. Like, I'm actually going to have to go out and get a job and do something with my life. I can't continue to just sit here and do nothing. And nails is something that I've always been interested in. It was actually a course I considered doing beauty therapy when I originally went to college at 16. But I don't know why I ended up deciding against it. It's something that I've always wanted to do. I had, like, you know, those cheapy nail kits when I was a teenager and stunk the house out with acrylic. My mum hated it. And then when COVID was ending, I'd actually bought, like, a really cheap lamp off Amazon, a UV lamp, and some plastic nails and some, like, Beatles gel polishes. And I was, like, practicing little nail art bits, and I realized that I had a real passion for it, and I thought about training to become a nail tech, basically, because I wanted to work for myself, and I knew that, and like, being a nail tech, I could do that quite easily. Well, not easily, but I knew that most nail techs out there were self-employed and they worked for themselves, so I thought it was a really good career option for me. So when I started seriously thinking about it, I literally just went onto Google and googled how to become a nail technician, and obviously lots of different options came up. There was, like, different training courses, like online courses and college courses, and all sorts of different things came up. And I very heavily considered doing an online course because of my lack of confidence. So with being stuck in the house during COVID, I definitely lacked confidence in, like, meeting new people, and lacked confidence just generally in myself to leave the house. So the thought of going and doing an in-person course was really scary to me. So at first, when I was thinking about it, I was pretty adamant that I was going to do an online course. But after speaking to Harvey and my mum, I mainly chatted to them about it, they both really encouraged me to actually go off to college and do an in-person course. Obviously, nails is a very practical skill, and to learn that online and sort of left to your own devices, you're not going to get as much out of it as you would in person. And I eventually decided that they were very right in what they were saying. And I just went on my local college website and just applied for the nail technician level 2 course. And it was an adult course, so it was only going to be one evening a week, which was definitely a lot less daunting than it being a full-time course. But if I'm remembering correctly, I put it off so long that it was actually, I don't think it was until August that I applied for the course. And obviously it started in September, but they got back to me really quickly and I got in really easily. I don't think you've really got to hit much criteria to get in other than having your GCSEs. And even when I'd actually got onto the course, I wasn't sure if I was even going to show up. I was really nervous to go because in high school and the first year I went to college when I was 16, I really didn't have a great experience with the other girls on the, you know, on the course that I was on. And in high school, I very much struggled with friendships and it just wasn't a great time for me. I was never bullied or anything, but I didn't enjoy my high school and college experience whatsoever. So going and putting myself back into that situation was really daunting. I'm sure a lot of you will feel the same way as I do. But yeah, it was terrifying. And I remember even the day of the enrollment thinking, there's no way I'm going to show up and do this. Like, I can't do it. And to be perfectly honest, I don't think I really would have done it without Harvey pushing me to go for it. And I am really glad that I went. I remember that first day I went in to enroll and everyone was so lovely and kind. And obviously it was really awkward at first because we were all, none of us knew each other, but it was really nice. There was only 7 other girls on the course, so there was 8 of us all together, which was a really great group. It was enough people that we could mingle with one another and have our own friendship groups, but not too many people that there was any drama or anything like that. So like I said before, the course was level 2 nail technology course, and it was just one evening a week. And that evening was, I think, a 3.5-hour session, either 3.5 or 4 hours, which I think was the perfect amount of time for that course, because you had enough time in that session to have one-on-one time with your tutor. But there also wasn't too much time that you were just filling that time with like practicing for the sake of like practicing, when you could do that at home, obviously. So I guess I'll just talk about the subjects that were in that course and the what do you call them? The units. The units that were included in that course. So obviously firstly was like client communication. So that included your learning how to do a consultation and filling out a consultation form, which was invaluable information, an invaluable lesson to learn, and to really have that time to role play those consultations was really, really helpful to me, because I think that was the thing that I was most nervous for, was actually having to interact with other people. But being taught the consultation side of things was, as I discovered, a really great icebreaker. So if you don't do consultations and you have a lot of new clients, definitely do a consultation, because you have that piece of paper in front of you where you can ask certain questions and you can really start the conversation with the client and make them feel comfortable. And then the next topic was health and safety. Obviously that is a massive topic. A massive unit. It included all things like risk assessments, sterilization of tools, how to get rid of waste, like fire extinguishers. Honestly covered so many different things within that unit that is information that I obviously use on a day-to-day basis when running my business. And another really important unit that was covered was like contractions and contraindications, which is a unit that is a lot of information to take in. And it's definitely, I definitely don't remember everything from what I learned in college. I still have all of my college paperwork, and I definitely have looked back on it before now, just to double check that the information that I put out there is correct, because I think it would be impossible to remember all of the things that can go wrong when doing somebody's nails. It's a lot more than you could ever imagine. And then we obviously learn about the anatomy of the hands and nails, which is something that I had no idea that you had to learn, or I suppose I didn't really think about it. I didn't think that would be something that was included. I didn't think it was something that was really important or relevant. But after learning it, obviously, it is relevant and it is important to know these things. So we learn all about like what bones are in the hands and nails, and, you know, all of the different names for the different parts of nails, like the technical scientific names, which I actually found really interesting. I really loved that unit that we did. I think because it wasn't something that I thought I was going to learn, I really sort of like just listened with an open mind, and I really enjoyed learning about all of those different things. I quite enjoyed science in school, so I think that's maybe why I really enjoyed that unit so much. They're all the main units that I can think of for that were theory based. So when I say theory based, you weren't assessed any other way than on a test online. So all of the tests that we did were actually multiple choice questions. So you would get given the question, then they'd give you multiple answers, and you would just select which was the correct answer. So that's how we were assessed on each of those units. And I'm pretty sure for most of those, you had to get above 85% to pass. And if you failed, you would go back and do it again. And I think you could do that twice before then it was like a complete fail and you couldn't do it. I think really, to be honest, it would be really difficult to fail a nail course, because especially a college one, because it's done over a period of time and you've really got, you know, help from a tutor there, and they'll make sure that you don't fail. Basically, you would have to be really terrible and never show up to fail at the course. So then the practical units we did were in acrylic, gel and fiberglass, which I don't ask me why they include fiberglass. That definitely needs to be updated and needs to be taken out, because it's a very outdated service that not many people provide anymore. I have no idea why it's included. It was just honestly a little bit pointless. But yeah, so we did acrylic and gel, and both of those we learned how to do an extension with a tip, an extension with a form, and how to do an overlay as well. And in all three of those units, we also had an online test for that as well, for all three of them. And we were assessed practically. So our tutor would assess us in all of the different methods of application, basically. And those assessments were timed. And you had to do that on a model. We couldn't, if I'm remembering correctly, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do our assessments on one another. It had to be done by, you know, somebody that was brought into the college that was a model for you, either that you found or that your tutor found for you. And I remember the first model that I had, it was for a set of acrylic extensions, and I was super, super nervous, but the whole assessment went really, really well. I remember the pride that I felt after I completed that service. I was really, really happy with what I did, and having my client walk out happy with their nails and come back for 2 years. Yes, she's still a client of mine, which is super crazy. She is a true OG. But yeah, it's just mad that I don't know. I feel like I've come so far since then. And she's literally been with me since day one, which I am really, really, really grateful for. I feel like I've just waffled on for ages about all of the boring stuff. but I wanted to give as much information as possible about that course because I really wanted to emphasize how much was included in it. I think when a lot of people want to become a nail technician, they think that it's just as straightforward as learning how to apply products onto the nail, when there is so much more that goes into it than anyone could ever think of. I am so grateful that I went and did that course. It massively helped my confidence. I am a completely different person to who I was when I first started going to college, and the fact that that course allowed me to have the confidence and the career that I've had to this point is just bonkers. And in such a short space of time as well, I've only been doing this for 2 years, and to get to the point where I am now, I just couldn't have dreamed of it. I didn't really have many, like, I feel like I'm stuttering loads now, but I didn't have any sort of crazy long-term goals when I started to become a nail technician. I really just took everything in my stride. I didn't put any pressure on myself. I didn't have any, like, crazy things that I wanted to do. I just knew that I wanted to work for myself, and I wanted to do something every day that I was really passionate about. And the fact that I have found that and I'm still doing it 2 years later is just bonkers. Anyway, back to the story. So once that first course was over and I'd qualified, they actually announced that they were going to be doing a MVQ level 3 in nail services. That's a course that my college hadn't offered before, and it was something that I ummed and ahed about doing because I felt like, you know, I'd completed the college course, that's it, I could go off and I could do my own thing and I could be a nail technician. But we learnt about CPD in our, you know, in the first course that I did, and I, after, you know, a little bit of thought, I realised, like, why not do a second course? Like, if I don't have to pay for it and I can learn more skills, why not go on and do more? And again, it was only one evening a week, so it wasn't like it was taking a lot of time out of my day. It was sort of a no-brainer in the end to continue and stay at college. So like I said, that was a level 3 MVQ. That course was a lot more intense than the first course. So the criteria was a lot more strict and the assessments we did were a lot harder. But I learned how to use an e-file in that course, so that was included. I learned how to use an airbrush. I learned how to do 3D acrylic nail designs, which is something that ironically I don't use anymore because I don't do acrylics. But I just learned more advanced skills. I learned I learned in more detail how to deal with certain contraindications and contractions. Like I said, it was a little bit more intense and it was a little bit harder, but I would say it was definitely worth it for what I learned. In the end, it was anyway. There was definitely some moments in there where I did not want to go. I wanted to quit. I couldn't be bothered anymore. I was done with it. You know, it got to the point where it was tiring and I didn't feel like I could continue anymore, but I'm glad that I stuck it out because it gave me another qualification that I'm proud of, and that is currently hung up on my wall. I do realise I've been blabbing on for about half an hour now, but I did want to talk a little bit about, like, my journey after I qualified and did my first course. So obviously that was 2 years ago this June. So when I qualified, I was very loosely posting on social media. By that I mean I wasn't doing it consistently. Like, I would just post as and when I did a set of nails. At that time I was doing both of my sister's nails, and I had actually had a client in the July after I qualified, and that was my first client that I gained from social media. She is somebody that I'd known before, but I hadn't seen in a very, very long time. So she came to me for Builder Gel. At that time, I was using the gel bottles by Ab, and I did a French tip on her. I remember exactly what the nails looked like. They were not very good. But again, she's a client that has been with me from day one, and she still comes to me now, which is crazy. So yeah, I was doing some assisters and that client, and then I was doing the client that came to me from college. She stuck with me, and then her sister was also coming to me, who was also a model for me at college, and another girl as well. And for about a year, that is pretty much the only client base I had. I took it very, very slowly. I didn't really put myself out there all that much. I was still quite nervous and not very confident in my abilities. So I struggled to really push myself and advertise myself, because meeting strangers was still very much a big deal to me. And obviously I work from my home, so having a stranger come into my house was definitely a lot more, I would say, a lot more nerve-wracking than it would have been if I had gone into a salon. So it took me a long time to get to the point where I felt like I really wanted people to come and have their nails done with me. I remember being so, so nervous. But now if I have a new client, I don't even have like a little hint of nerves, which is just, I don't know, it's crazy how far you can come and how your confidence can grow so much in such a short space of time. So once I qualified in my second course, which was in June of last year, so only a year ago, that is when I really started posting more consistently on social media. So I made sure that I was always posting on Instagram. And I think it was like maybe September or October of this year just gone that I really started posting on TikTok. I started making videos and sort of putting myself out there more, you know, showing my face in videos and doing more voiceovers. And let me tell you, like, that helped massively in gaining clients. So when I post, I think I've gained maybe more than 10 clients off TikTok, and I would say another like 30 to 40 off of Instagram. So when I started posting like my face and my voice in my videos and showing people who I am and a little bit of my personality, I suppose, I think that really enticed people in, because it made people feel a little bit more comfortable. It removed the unknown. So I don't know about any of you, but I definitely have a fear of the unknown. So when I get anxious, it's usually because I don't know the situation that I'm walking into. So say, for instance, like a really great example I can give you is of the Hona event that I went to. So obviously with that event, I didn't know what I was walking into. I didn't know what the venue looked like. I didn't know all of the people that were going to be there. I didn't know what the day was going to be like. And that gave me so, so, so much anxiety. And I think a lot of us struggle with that. So when I started posting, you know, videos of my nail appointments and, you know, what it was like getting your nails done with me, it removed that unknown for people, and people could feel a little bit more comfortable to book in with me and actually come to me for an appointment. And not only that, but obviously me posting more helped in my engagement, which then helped push my social media out, which then meant that people could find me a lot easier. I also started consistently posting my location, like tagging my location in my Instagram posts and my TikTok posts, and also hashtagging my location as well, which I know I have gained a few clients from doing that, because when you hashtag on Instagram, like for instance, in every post that I do on Instagram, I hashtag Nail Salon Lancaster. And because I use that hashtag, when somebody types in the search bar nail salon Lancaster, I am like the first one that comes up. And I know that has gained me clients because I usually ask a client, if I have a new client, I usually ask how they found me, just so I can gauge what I'm doing and whether it's working. But yeah, so I think when I started posting consistently, I gained about, I think it was about 20 clients within the space of maybe like 6 weeks. So when the Christmas rolled around, this Christmas just gone, not just gone, we're in May, what the heck? It feels like it was just 5 minutes ago, but it really wasn't. Anyway, just before Christmas, I remember it was like the week before I was sort of breaking up for Christmas. I was actually like fully booked. I had, I think, 4 clients a day for 5 days, which was really crazy. I remember like looking at my diary the week before and being like, oh my God, like, how did I get here? How do I have people asking me for appointments and I can't fit them in? Like, that was a really crazy feeling to me. But yeah, obviously it died down a little bit after Christmas. Everyone wants their nails done for Christmas and it died down a little after Christmas. But I'm now at the point where I am fully booked. I'm maybe not fully booked in the sense of like I physically can't fit any more people in, but I'm definitely fully booked in the way that I want to be. You know, I am self-employed and I work for myself and I have the ability to set my own hours, and I definitely take advantage of that. I don't want to be working 24/7, 7 days a week. You know, I want to have time for myself and do things like, you know, record podcasts and create videos. And, you know, I really want to continue to enjoy my job, and that means for me not working all of the time with clients. I want to do other forms of working as well, if that makes sense. I think I've been rambling for way over 30 minutes now, which is so silly. I do apologize, and if you stuck with me this long, I appreciate you a lot. But I wanted to round off this episode and basically just say that if you are wanting to become a nail technician, you should do it in the way that you want to do it. Obviously, as long as you get qualified, however you want to get that qualification, go for it. You know, whether that is going to college and doing a course like I did, or whether it's just going and doing a gel polish course and learning how to do that first and developing your skills and your knowledge that way. Do it however you feel is right for you. There, you know, there is a lot of options out there now of, you know, training to be a nail technician. There's brands that have courses, and there's independent nail techs that do courses that are, I know, are really great. So just do your research and do whatever you feel is right for you. But I will say, make sure that you are training with an accredited nail technician. Make sure that they have the experience behind them and they are accredited by someone like I think ABT or City and Guilds, any of those sort of accreditors. Make sure that they are, so then you can have a certificate at the end of that course, and that certificate can get you insurance. That is the most important thing that you do, is make sure they are accredited. If you take anything from this podcast, make sure you find an accredited course. Before you go, I did just want to talk a little bit about what I want this podcast to be. So with this podcast, I'd really love to obviously make it a safe space where I can chat and talk about whatever it is I want to talk about. Saying that, I also would like to, you know, talk about topics that you want to hear me talk about. I would eventually like to have some guests on, which I think would be really fun. It wouldn't be anything super formal, just, you know, have somebody here with me that I can chat to. I am aiming to have sort of a theme for every episode, so it will have some form of direction. I'd love to start including, like, I'd love to have like a section of like, you know, nail tech horror stories, or even you, if you're a, you know, a client and you've had a horror story with a nail tech, or, you know, something like that, and then also add something really positive in. I've not thought about it too much. I just want to take this, like, you know, as it comes and just enjoy doing this podcast. But yeah, I definitely want this to be something that I try and stick at, and I do maybe one episode a week. And also, hopefully, starting from the next episode, it will be recorded and put on YouTube. So I am aiming to have my camera sorted by the time I do the next episode. Because I don't know about you, but I, for some reason, love watching a podcast rather than just listening to it. I like watching the person talk and watching their facial expressions. I just think it adds to it. For some reason, like, just listening to it seems really odd to me. So for any of you out there that are the same as me, I will aim to have the next episode recorded and put on YouTube as well. I'm sure by the time I turn this mic off, I'm going to think of loads of things that I would have wanted to say and didn't end up saying, even though I've talked for like 35 minutes. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you've made it this far, you are an angel, and I appreciate all of your support. And I hope that this podcast becomes something really great. And I love you all. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.